This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the committees that have met during the interim.
I think we have a quorum. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
So far, since Missouri senators adjourned the regular legislative session back in May, five major panels have held hearings. Most of these are interim or joint Missouri Senate House committees with a relatively short deadline for finishing work. The first of these was the Senate Interim Committee on Missouri HealthNet Pharmacy Benefits. The panel first met on July 27th and is chaired by Senator David Sater of Cassville.
This is the first of probably two or three meetings that we're going to have on trying to figure out how we're going to control Medicaid pharmacy benefits. We've seen a tremendous increase in the cost in the last couple years. It is unsustainable.
The Senate Interim Committee on Missouri HealthNet Pharmacy Benefits stems from several years of legislative attention paid to healthcare issues that affect our state. Its final hearing is now scheduled for November 10th, at which time it is believed members will issue final recommendations. Also related to healthcare is the Legislative Task Force on Dyslexia, which met for the first time on October 18th. Senator Scott Sifton of Afton serves on the committee.
This started for me with a constituent who contacted our office, was very frustrated with her ability to get services for her son in one of the school districts that I represent. Having been a 9-year school board member myself, had some background.
The Legislative Task Force on Dyslexia has a deadline of August 31st, 2018 to make recommendations. This group has more hearings scheduled for next month and December. Another is the Senate Interim Committee on Long-Term Care Facilities. The panel met for the first time on September 15th and is chaired by Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville.
We're not here to decide whether or not there will be money spent on a home, looking to see whether or not it's feasible, what might happen, different options, various options, stuff like that. So we will be looking at that. We're not here to decide one's going to go in Hannibal or Kansas City or St. Louis or Springfield.
The Senate Interim Committee on Long-Term Care Facilities held its final meeting this week. In addition, the Senate Interim Committee on Utility Regulations and Infrastructure Investment. This group met on August 23rd and is led by Senator Ed Emery of Lamar.
Kind of take a broad swath of what other states have done in terms of infrastructure improvements and how to finance those, and then to try to find out what we should be doing in Missouri, if anything, in terms of regulatory reforms.
The Senate Interim Committee on Utility Regulation and Infrastructure Investment also held its final meeting this week. Also this interim, the Joint Committee on the Justice System met on September 13th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.